is a way for you to get my attention? Don't we as parents understand that? Sometimes your kids get a certain age. The greatest thing you can do for them is let them fall hard. How many of us know people in our lives who struggle and suffer to this day because they were never allowed to fail? So no, I'm not talking about name it and claim it. But we turn to God. We seek His kingdom. And sometimes seeking His kingdom may mean that there's some stuff that we throw off. Let me make this note of clarification. I have not said, I am not saying, I would not say that it's bad to have stuff. The Bible doesn't teach that. The Bible doesn't come close to teaching that. Not at all. There's a difference, though, between you having stuff and stuff having you. And that's the problem. There's also a difference when we seek the stuff instead of seeking God. And that's the problem. In the midst of these difficult economic times, hear me, folks. There's a couple of ways that we can approach this. Number one, we can be anxious and stressed like the people who sit there all day, every day, just watching the market. And every time something goes down, it's like the end of the world. Every time something goes up, they're ready. You know, we can be like that. The other option is God's in control and we trust Him. We do what He says do the way that He says do it. And we trust Him. I've lost everything. Newsflash, wasn't yours to begin with. This is the source of our anxiety. Be anxious about the right things. Be anxious in the right way. But don't come to that place of sinful self-reliance. Don't come to that place of not believing God. Don't come to that place of accusing our adoptive Father of not caring enough about us to meet our basic needs. And please, by all means, don't come to that place where we pervert the gospel and change it into a means to an end and create the very anxieties against which Jesus warned us. He is our hope. He is our answer. And He is more than enough. Let's pray.